Hello, Audio Boo, and I haven't done a boo in a while, but there's something that I was thinking about that I thought that I should put out on here, you know. It's just that I'm gonna talk about the reason why I hate going shopping. And maybe some of you could relate to this, especially when it's crowded and stuff. And, well, for now, I live with my parents and my little sister, and we would go shopping. And, well, sometimes, you know, I would be left to hold a cart. And there would be sighted people, you know, depending on the position on where the cart is standing, and I'm standing at the front of the cart, and you would have a sighted person just come up to you and be like, you know, I need to pass, or could you move your cart? And not realizing that, you know, I'm not sighted, I can't see, so I don't know, you know, in which direction they're going or where they want to move the cart to. And sometimes they could be, you know, so unsympathetic and rude about it that it makes me wonder, like, you know, it's, you know, just an experience that I faced and on numerous occasions. And I was just wondering if you guys have ever experienced it. But that's one of the reasons why I don't like to go shopping. I mean, you know, it's just the fact that where I'm from and where I live right now, it's not VI friendly. It's not blind friendly. And that's the reason why we get, you know, this negative feedback. Because, you know, a person can't identify you. Like, even with a cane, sometimes the drivers themselves, they can't, or they choose not to, because it's not prepared enough, it's not structured enough for somebody who's blind or visually impaired. So even when you go to public places, you get the same reactions that you get on the street, and that's sad. Really, because the white cane is supposed to be something that should be able to identify you as a blind person, but evidently in the Caribbean it does not. So that's the negative side of it. But, you know, I mean, we try to educate, but it's up to those who want to take it in to really listen and understand and stuff. But yeah, that's why I thought I would just come on here and share that with you all, because you know, the blind community here is very small. I mean, most people here that are visually impaired or totally blind became blind in the early, I mean, late stages of life, middle-aged. Very rare you have someone who is blind from birth, like me. I was born retinopathy of prematurity, and so I don't know what it's like to see at all. So yeah, that's why I'm glad to have found this social network where we could all share our experiences and things, and that's why I decided to share that experience, just to see what feedback I would get, what other people have to say about it. That's mainly why I hate to go shopping. It's, you know, I like to go out. I'm not home-bodied to that extent. So I don't want nobody getting that idea, because I'm not. It's just shopping. And which leads me to something else. Especially when you're traveling with somebody who is sighted. Sometimes I've experienced it where, you know, especially if you're traveling by sighted guide, which I do a lot because I don't go out with nobody except for my mom most of the time. If I'm going out with other people, I would use my cane, but let's just say I trust my mom enough to be my sighted guide. So I would go out with her using sighted guide. And she would just sometimes, you know, go off. And, you know, I'm just standing there. And sometimes people would be like, you know, are you lost? Or they would stare at you in a kind of way that makes you wonder, like, why are they staring at you? You know, can't they tell that I'm visually impaired or something like that? And I remember when I went to camp 3 years ago for the blind here, we were doing a little mini exercise about mobility, and the gentleman who did that with us told us that it's not really a good idea to wander off and leave a blind person standing there without them knowing. And I find that to be true, because sometimes you're feeling around and, you know, turning your head here and there, trying to, you know, see if you could pick up if the person is there or not. But other people wouldn't see it that way. They'll think you're lost or something. So I was just wondering too if any of you have ever experienced that, and what was it like? And that's it. Hope to hear some interesting responses, and I'll check in with you guys later.